Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. On this day in 1984, astronaut Bruce McCandless became the first person to make an untethered spacewalk, floating free in the void for about 4 hours before returning to his colleagues inside the Space Shuttle Challenger. According to a study published on Tuesday by traffic data provider INRIX, Berlin drivers, as well as those in Hamburg and Stuttgart, spent an average of 44 hours in traffic jams last year, the German traffic jam capital being Munich, with 51 hours per driver. In Berlin, however, the most dramatic increase in congestion hours was recorded, compared to 38 hours per driver in 2016, due to major construction projects, such as repairs on the 100 and 113 motorways. According to the analysis, the costs that congestion caused directly and indirectly for motorists amounted to 6.9 billion euros in Berlin and 80 billion euros across Germany, which is around 1,770 euros per driver. INRIX analyzed a total of 1,360 cities in 38 countries for the study. According to the company, data from 300 million sources was evaluated. The U.S. metropolis of Los Angeles has the world's leading congestion rate of 102 hours per driver. Tuesday night, a sleeping bag was burned in the Berlin Neukölln S-Bahn station in the close vicinity of two homeless men. According to police, the two men were not injured and one of the two had dragged the burning sleeping bag outside, where firefighters were able to extinguish the flames. Federal police spokesman Matthias Lehmann told RBB that around 2:30 a.m., an unknown person had been arguing with the two men, asking them to leave their sleeping quarters in the foyer of the station. 15 minutes later, the sleeping bag and a jacket was set on fire 5 meters from the men. As of now, it is unclear whether the unknown person came back and started the fire, and an investigation has been started. On Christmas Eve of 2016, a fire attack against a sleeping homeless person in Schönleinstrasse station caused outrage throughout Germany. The principal offender was sentenced to 2 years and 9 months in prison. Per a reply by the Interior Administration to a parliamentary question from the left published yesterday, last year, Berlin police counted 14 attacks on party and parliamentary offices. Most of the time, windows or doors on the buildings were damaged or vandalized with graffiti or stickers. The Greens were most affected with 5 cases, followed by the Left with 4, the SPD with 3, and AfD and NPD with 1 case each. The police attributed 6 attacks to offenders from the left-wing extremist spectrum, 3 attacks to offenders from the right-wing spectrum, and 5 cases cannot be clearly assigned. None of the suspected perpetrators could be identified. As announced by a spokesperson of the Berlin Superior Court of Justice on Tuesday, the trial against 4 alleged supporters of the terrorist organization Islamic State will begin on February 15th. According to prosecution, the defendants are said to have met and radicalized themselves in the now-banned Berlin mosque Fuselet 33, where Breitscheidplatz attacker Anis Amri also visited regularly. The public prosecutor's office have accused the men of supporting a terrorist organization abroad and of preparing for a serious act of violence that would endanger the state. A German-Moroccan, 2 Turks, and a German are said to have prepared their departure to Syria at the end of 2016 with 2 separately persecuted men in order to support the IS as fighters there and to be trained in weapons and explosives. 2 of the accused are alleged to have acquired and resold high-quality mobile phones with loans to finance their departure. At the beginning of December, the defendants left for the Middle East, and 2 of them had already been picked up by the police in Italy and Croatia and sent back to Germany. As a result, the other 2 had also started their journey home. Per the prosecution, their radical Islamic ideas and their willingness to martyrdom had not been abandoned. Berlin Briefing will continue to report on the results of the court proceedings as they are explained in the local media. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.